Russia's foreign ministry says the Kremlin is ready for serious talks with Ukraine, even though President Vladimir Putin is a no-show for peace talks in Istanbul. It was Mr. Putin who proposed direct talks with Ukraine after the US urged both countries last weekend to a 30-day ceasefire. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's sending a team headed by his defence minister to the talks and has described the Russian delegation as decorative. Peter Zalmayev is a political scientist and director of the Eurasia Democracy Initiative and joins me from Kyiv. Peter, welcome back to the program.
Happy to be back.
What do you think about what's happening here? Rather than leaders meeting, we have lower-level delegations. Is that really going to achieve much?
Probably not, and that's the whole point. Vladimir Putin is sending an unequivocal signal that, you know, we are back to square one, that his goals vis-a-vis Ukraine have not changed. They remain maximalist, and that is control of all of Ukraine, which whatever he calls the, you know, getting rid of the root causes, which is to him, you know, absolute no on Ukraine's NATO membership and downsizing of Ukraine's army to a token 50,000 or so, and essentially having full control over Ukraine's foreign policy choices. And that is evidenced by the kind of people he's sending there. He's sending back Mr. Medinsky, the former Minister of Culture, someone who's not near the top of the Russian political hierarchy, someone who is actually referred to in media as a clown and not a very serious person, who was the same person who headed the delegation 3 years ago during the Istanbul 1.0 talks. So now we're back to where we were, and Vladimir Putin probably never had an intention to go. And that is considered, I would consider it a slap in the face, not only of the Ukrainian delegation, but also the host, the Turks, Mr. Erdogan, the president, and President Donald Trump, whether he wants to acknowledge it or not in his social media posts.
In reality, do you think that President Trump has the leverage or the ability to genuinely put pressure on Vladimir Putin to turn up to talks and sort out some kind of peace agreement to get this conflict to an end?
Well, that's a good. It's a very good question. Whether he can or he cannot, but he's clearly sending a signal that he's not willing to. Even though he has said, and it seemed like for a while that he was actually willing to ratchet up the pressure on Putin, but he realizes that his influence with Putin may be limited, and therefore he's hiding this sort of humiliation to which Putin is very clearly subjecting him by saying, "Well, you know, Putin is probably rational that he didn't go, and I didn't." Want to go to. That's this kind of post factum justification. This doesn't hold water for me. But Vladimir Putin is probably feeling that that time is on his side, that he's got the momentum on the front lines, and he's got the backing of the Chinese. Those are the ones. Xi Jinping is the one that Putin probably listens to much more than he listens to Putin, to Trump. Trump has not given Putin enough motivation to go along with whatever proposals he may have, because once again, I think Putin clearly sees more benefits from continuing, and more crucially, I think he sees more downsides to ending the war now, which would present real danger to the security of his regime. Once again, anything short of Ukraine's capitulation would smack of a defeat for Vladimir Putin, and then he would have some hard explaining to do to the Russians, to his political elite, why he went into all this trouble and, you know, incurred thousands of sanctions on the Russian economy, caused the death of hundreds of thousands of his soldiers. For what? For just some territorial concessions from Ukraine? That's probably not going to be enough.
Peter, how do you see the relationship now between Donald Trump and President Zelensky? It hit a low, obviously, in those talks at the White House. It looked a little more constructive during the meetup in Rome, in the Vatican. What do you think? And does it make a difference anyway if President Putin doesn't want to do anything?
That's what you added in the last component is crucial. You know, I think right now, I think for the Ukrainians, the goal is to minimize any potential risks or causing the ire of the American president at any point, at any stage. And they're going out of their way to show their willingness to go along with whatever Trump is suggesting, his suggestion of an unconditional 30-day ceasefire. And now this, trip to Turkey, so that Trump does not have, any excuse to go after the Ukrainians and Zelensky personally again. But having said that, once again, I'm of the opinion that Donald Trump is much more enamored with political leaders like Putin, with authoritarians, than he is with America's own democratic allies, including the Europeans, including Zelensky. Those who actually come to power and stay in power as a result of free and fair elections, as opposed to Vladimir Putin. So unless you are, have come to power, in a shady manner, in a shady way, and if you're maintaining power through ruthless means of repression, then you're not in Donald Trump's good books. Apparently, I just don't know how else to explain it. So yes, there's a limit to where, Zelensky can probably mend the bridges with Trump, because Trump from the get-go believes that Russia is a much more important player in most politics and wants Russia's friendship as a big prize for his peace efforts. He wants to redevelop business relations with Russia. And at the end, obviously, the main goal is to get that Nobel Peace Prize.
Peter Zalmayev, thank you very much for your time on Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.